are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media. So we're speaking all things gangs with Pastor Phiri here. And gangs are groups of children, adolescents and young adults who share a common identity involved in wrongful or delinquent activities. Traditionally, gang activities has been confined to cities, but gangs are no longer just in larger cities. They also exist in smaller towns and rural areas. We often think of gang-related activities for a Western culture, but this is far from the truth. So as I've been saying, that Pastor John Phiri is joining us on the line to help us unpack, you know, how our children can avoid, in fact, being part of the gangs. Pastor Phiri, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. And how are you, my sister?
I am good, Mfundi Swami. I hope that you are well.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Pastor, before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Okay, shall we pray? Gracious Lord, we thank you so much for the opportunity you've given us today that we can be here to discuss issues that will help us as we prepare for your return. May you guide and speak to us to your glory, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, we're speaking all things gangs, and most of the time I think when we're thinking gangs, we're thinking, you know, the Western culture. Sometimes we're even thinking about prisons and stuff, but we do know that gangs actually do exist, you know, outside of those areas. Do we have a gang problem in Africa, or it's okay?
A gang problem, as you've already noted, it's not an issue of the Western culture. It's not. If you permit me, you'd say it's something that is unique with animals or living things that are categorized as animals. I know human beings are not animals. You can't categorize as animals, but I have no other better way of describing ourselves when you want to see what I'm trying to talk about. Ganging together has been with this human species for all the times that I've been. So regardless of where you are, whether Western or what, maybe it's just a question of how you're doing it when you gang up. That's what would be the difference. So it's a problem that is everywhere.
So since the problem, Mfundi Swami, it's everywhere, why do we see boys, in fact, joining a gang? Are they enticed by something? Is there something exciting happening there that would make, for example, a 12-year-old saying, you know what, I'm going to be part of that gang?
All right. It's a matrix of factors. We may not pinpoint just one or two, but it has all this long spectrum of factors that come into play. Some of them include the background, the home one is raised in. If you're coming from a dysfunctional family, you have an abusive parenthood in the home, that may induce something, you know, it can influence you into joining notorious groups because you're trying to rebel maybe against what you're going through at the home. So as part of self-expression, little ones or young boys would want to assert themselves, but then they take the route which is sort of rebellious. And so they gang up with those that they feel they can help them express their identity, who they are. So the home could contribute to what one becomes in terms of ganghood. At the same time, it may not be the home only. The home may be all right, but sometimes peer pressure or peer influence. You have friends who are sharing you what they're going through, what they're doing, what they're achieving. Sometimes you want to be seen as a hero as well. And so heroism could be something that attracts young boys to go into such kind of gangs, because when they go into the group, they become like something more than what they are as an individual. So the aspiration to be felt like somebody who is powerful, strong, is something that also attracts young people into such kind of grouping. So as I said, it's a matrix of factors, but these are some of the things that will attract young boys. Again, you should also remember that at this age point, or this period, it's normal. They are discovering who they are. They want to see that they are also important. They can be felt. They can do something. So in the course of trying to see how they can express this, they find themselves joining such kind of groups, which help them to serve. So gangs are a way of collective identity where one finds himself an opportunity to express themselves. So, yeah, I could say, in a nutshell, those are some of the things that are attracting boys into gangs.
Mm-hmm. So looking at that, Mfuniswam, what are some of the dangers if there is a mommy or a daddy who is listening now, because the children, most of them are at school, right? What is it that they should know in terms of the dangers of a child being affiliated to gangs? What is it that, in fact, they can say, or what are, and also some of the things that they can start spotting out, good, maybe my son is actually affiliating to the wrong people.
Correct. There are a few things. Of course, the dangers are very obvious. Well, I shouldn't say they're very obvious, because maybe they may not be very obvious to everyone, but the dangers include, if your son is joining gangs like these, he is risking his life in the first place, because if they're behaving in behaviors that are not in line with what the communities expect. Communities react. Sometimes they react in ways of mob justice. They can kill them. They can do whatever they can do. So your son is risking losing his life at a tender age when he's not supposed to lose it. At the same time, if he's finding himself in such gangs, you know, there are all sorts of evil happening in those groups, and the boy is easily taken into those issues. So it's a dangerous thing. It risks their life. Their spiritual life is corrupted. Their future in terms of what they could have achieved as a normal citizen is also compromised, is affected. So it's not a place you'd want to see your son go into. Well, we are talking about boys, but you should also be aware that even girls go into gangs. So I'd say your child is at risk when they join such kind of groupings. Now, how can a parent tell that my son or my daughter is in these gangs? Sometimes it may not be very easy to tell, but there are some telltales that you can use. Sometimes you'd find maybe your son or daughter doesn't want to be free with you, but they tend to go out and be very happy with their friends, they're comfortable with their friends. Those could be some of the things that should signal something unhealthy in your son. If they're not comfortable with you, but they'll be comfortable with somebody else outside, it could signal a problem in your relationship or something that is going on behind the scenes. Sometimes they're very secretive. They don't want to disclose much about themselves. So if you are observing secretive behaviors and your very undue secretive behaviors, those are some of the things that you signal some problem going on in your child or your son being involved in certain things. Or sometimes, if they're not as creative, you find that they come home, they have some strange behaviors or strange marks on them. Or sometimes they will ask you questions that seem to be beyond their ages, but when you probe more, they tend to be defensive. They don't want to tell you more. You know, sometimes they're simply telling you what they've met. Now they're conflicted, they're not very sure what it means, and they want to find out from you. But at the same time, they're afraid. Should you discover what is going on, you may maybe, you know, punish them and all that. So they are so guarded in terms of how they talk to you. So any kind of behavior in this way could be a good telltale that something is going on with your son. Either they're joining teams that are not right. When they're talking to you, they're sharing stories that are beyond their age. That's a likelihood that there's some circle that is influencing them on those things. So these are some of the things. There could be more, but these are some of the very basic that you could use to tell that my son could be having wrong circles in his life.
So when we bring it to the church, Mfundiswam, because we know that the church is our society, it's our community. We have churches in almost every, well, here in South Africa, we have churches almost in every corner, you know, and well, as much as it's different denominations, but there is a church in almost every place, you know. So what is the role of the church when it comes to aiding our children and not to fall into gangsterism? Is there something that the church can do?
Oh, yes. Obviously, there's a lot that the church can do. In fact, the church should be there to protect this kind of thing happening to our children, because the church has all these things that are available in terms of resources, which they can use to help the young ones to stay away from these dangerous behaviors. Specifically, what could it be that they can do? This is to find that they to have programs relevant to the young ones. Sometimes the problem is when you go to church all we want to talk about is Jesus is coming, you have to be righteous, stop your sinning. And we're speaking in these holy languages, jargons that kids cannot understand. And we forget to address realities that the young ones meet. So if a church can come up with programs that address real life issues and be sensitive to the age groups and be open enough to let that to let the kids know that they're living in a world with all these real issues going on, and it's normal to meet these issues outside there. But how do you prepare when you meet such kind of things? When you have exciting programs that would attract them, it would help them to run away from these gangs, which are notorious, and many times they drive them away from Christ. So yes, the church has a big role in terms of creating programs that are appealing to the young ones, which can draw them to Christ, but at the same time helping them live and cope with the day-to-day life. Because sometimes they are puzzled. They come to church, you're telling them this, they go out, they meet something different which you've never addressed, you've never even prepared them for. So that is what drives them away, because they begin to feel like you are cheating them at church, you are hiding so many things that are going on out there, and so they get confused and they lose your trust. So the best thing is for the church to create trust in these young people and create programs that are appealing enough so that they're able to come. So yes, the church has a big role to play.
So is there an alternative, my Pastor Wamebi, as we're nearing the end of the conversation, is there an alternative? Because we do know, for example, in some camps, you know, they do, besides the illegal stuff, they do exciting stuff. Yeah. They do nice stuff, you know, that would actually lure the boy children there, you know, into joining them. And then later they realize, yo, this is actually quite hectic. We're actually doing illegal stuff. Is there an alternative? Okay. Does the church have an alternative, a club or something where the children can actually go and do those exciting stuff, but in a safe environment, which is the church?
I'm not sure what those illegal issues could be. I'm looking at a church setting where the church should be aware, much as you're trying to say you would like to prevent your kids from getting into evil, you don't want to use evil. Because the tendency is, if you know, when I tell kids somebody did this and you're telling them something bad that they did, what you have taught them is not what the other person did. What you're actually telling them, you're telling them people do this kind of thing. So you don't want to use evil to fight evil. So I would suggest that it's not proper that we use illegal things. What I mean is you use the very legal thing, the things that are within the parameters that are within the values of Christianity and what have you, but make them appealing enough. You know, the problem sometimes you're very judgmental. You forget that I'm 50 years old. It has taken me 50 years for me to know that don't make noise in church. And here's somebody who is 13 years. You want them to behave like you. It becomes a problem, you know. So I would say, yes, the alternatives could be there, but they should be within the parameters of the Christian values, because you don't want to use evil to teach evil, I mean, to fight evil, because at the end of the day, it backfires. It creates more problems in the kids. So I would really mind what kind of alternatives we are offering to the kids. Yeah, you're talking of watching movies. What kind of movies are we watching with the kids? Are you talking about games? What kind of games are we giving the kids? Are these games that are promoting violence? Are these games that are promoting unnecessary competition and stuff like that? So you want to use your creativity in a positive way. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, indeed, Mfundi Swami. Pastor, I'm going to ask that, as we're, any closing remarks from you, re the issues of gangs, and you know how we should actually guide our children not to enter the gangs. And also, when you're done, please do offer us a word of prayer.
Yeah, I would say gangs are a dangerous thing for our children, for boys, even for those young boys who are listening to me. If you want to destroy yourself, join the gangs. But if you want to be a responsible person, become the person that God wanted you to be and molded you for in this life, then run away from gangs. And I would also talk to ourselves as parents, those of us who are parents, to say we have the huge responsibility on us to prevent our kids from getting into these gangs by creating a positive environment in the home, a trustful relationship between them and us. Sometimes they get out of our circles to the other circles because the inner circles, which is the family, is not good for them. So as much as we know they misbehave once in a while, we don't have to be toxic for them. to get out of our segue. So parents, let's do our part so that we prevent our kids from getting into the guns, because once they get out of our hands, it creates a whole lot of problems for them. So the church again can come in to help these issues where the family may not be able to do everything. The church has a role as well to support the family so that the kids don't get out of our hands. May the Lord bless all of us as we prepare our kids and we prepare ourselves for the soon return of Christ. Guns are a dangerous thing to our kids. Mm-hmm. Let's prevent it at any cost. Mm-hmm. Shall we pray?
Yes, Brother.
We praise you, Lord, for the wonderful love that you've given us. Thank you for giving us an opportunity of life. We understand the devil is not happy when you have called us. And so he will do everything to take us away from you. Using gangs is one of the strategies he has used before, and he continues to use to draw our young people away from you and from our parents. And we pray, Lord, that you prevent this from happening so that you instill in us the love for your name, and also give us insights that can help us bring our kids to you, to your glory. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor Peter, thank you so much for joining us here on Mid-Morning Empowerment. May you have yourself a blessed day.
I appreciate it. God bless you too.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.